I wanted to tell you that I really thought that our decision to have these three things was a very good one.
Do you? Good.
You're damn right.
I do.
Did you go to all three?
Yes, sir.
And we did. The only one that got a little fouled up was the middle one. Apparently, they didn't. Because Sinatra didn't come, did he come at all, or
no?
Huh?
He wasn't supposed to. But then, at one point, they understood he was going to take over for Sammy.
Anyway, they could have had Roger Williams rather than Vicky Carr for a half hour. But
yeah, that's right.
But she was all right. But I mean, that was
the problem was they shuffled them back and forth between that one and the.
Yeah, but all in all, that was the only that let them. But the crowd that was in that hall saw a lot of good entertainment.
Oh, sure they did.
But the point is that, and the main thing they saw was coming. But when you really come down to it, the damned, although that opera house is the ugliest goddamn room I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Jesus, when you compare it to the Bolshoi or to the Philadelphia place, it's something. But my God, that Harmony is a showman, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he takes these numbers that, and I must say, the Grieg was a hell of a good choice. I did not, I mean, I was mistaken. I didn't look carefully at what it was. The Griegs that I remember, you know, the little titillating
sort of thing.
But this one was really the best, of course.
And, well,
it's the one that everybody wants to play. And nobody has ever played it better. And no orchestra can ever. That's the thing. That's the reason I have so many records of Harmony with soprano. Harmony with orchestra, with piano.
Yeah.
Because he always. See, most orchestras override piano.
Yeah.
Harmony fits it in. It was the most graceful, beautiful thing. I mean, most of those clowns in there didn't know what the hell was going on. But that was one of the great performances.
Yeah, it really was.
And having that L.A. chorale group and have the little Valley Forge guys, that was one hell of a thing.
That was a superb concert. But I think having the others was a good touch.
And I must say the youth concert was great. Those Australians were great, and I liked those crazy people from Chicago. And I mean, they were funny. That drummer looked like Manson.
A little weird, but
they were good. They were good.
They're for you.
And for that Mike Kerb to get up and say, God, he's done more for peace, and everybody cheered.
Yeah.
You know, that takes a lot of guts for a guy to say that in the light of all this.
And he's proven that he cares about the young people.
Right. But I don't know. I really thought, compare this to the usual dreary thing at the Constitutional Hall with the National Symphony, and here we had all these people, and they were all out, and they had a hell of a time, and the main thing, they see us all. And I just thought it was great. I thought it was great. The only thing I do hope that is that, and I should have mentioned this to you before, and, you know, with just Magruder and others, and, you know, who didn't know what I felt about the celebrities, I really want the celebrities run down the list so that they, you know, everybody that worked their ass off get to appear. So it isn't just Bob Hope and Vicky Carr.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them appeared at the White House, and Roger Williams have, and there have been scores of others who worked their butts off, and some of them could have been there. But I hope some of them will be at the things tomorrow night, will they?
Yeah, they will.
Good.
They have, and of course they have all the orchestras.
No, I understand the orchestras, but that isn't. But I mean, they'll have singers and that sort of thing, so maybe they'll get a few of them in at that. Huh?
They've gotten, you know, quite a bunch in, and then we're set to pick up on others that we don't have here, too.
Well, we can pick them up and put them on evenings at the White House, but all in all, I don't know. I don't know what the reaction of the audience is, but I think at that last event, it had to be really, and Cliburn, way he did the Grieg and the way he did the other, it's never been done better. They could have recorded that and it'd be a bestseller. What do you think?
Yeah, they have, the Harmony told me they have, the Philadelphia Orchestra has done that concerto with Cliburn. They have recorded it.
Yeah.
So they've done that.
But tonight, it was a special thing. It had magic to it.
They did record it. You could see those microphones hanging there, and they had it. We can get a tape of that.
Yeah. Yeah, he told Steve Bull, he said, I didn't feel I should go down. It wasn't because of the 10 or a dozen that, you know, said they didn't want to play, and he said, the hell with you. But I couldn't go down for them and not do it, done the youth and the rest.
And there was no way you could go back and do the cast party.
That's right.
That was too much mishmash by then.
But what was your reaction to the whole thing compared to the thing at Constitution Hall? I thought it was, and I've been to Constitution Hall three different times, I thought it was infinitely better.
I did too. Very much so. The combination, that part of the program was great. And even the Roger Wagner thing, doing America the Beautiful.
What, the what?
The chorale doing America the Beautiful.
And the chorale is from L.A., which is great.
Yep. And they are good. They're
great.
And Roger Wagner, boy, he screened them all because he didn't want to have anything like that. You know, they got hit the white.
Did he screen them?
Oh, yeah. He was very concerned about anything like the Ray Conniff group did.
But they were great. 200 of them, they just sang like hell.
They are a wonderful, wonderful group. I think it's very uplifting kind of a program, you know. It was upbeat but superb quality. And
as I told Jerry Warren, I mean, Ziegler wasn't there. He really should have been. Any time I'm on a bench that are very important, he should be with me so he can handle them, but that's all right. I just said, boy, he said, when I told the press, and I said, just say it was an all-American conference with diversity. I said, I happen to like symphony the best. Others like something else, but I enjoyed it all, you know.
Yeah.
But this was one hell of a show.
Yeah, it was.
A hell of a show.
It really was. They did a good job. And I think it got a lot more people a chance to go,
that's another thing.
One more signal to our new majority and all that it isn't, you know, you're not just doing the...
Would you also check to see what the hell's happened to Rizzo? He's not in any of these things. And I'm a little concerned because, goddamn, he put his neck way out there. Cole may have been so busy, he hasn't really kept in touch with him, but...
No, he has, and I saw him on one of the seating things. What the hell was it for tomorrow, I guess?
Well, just be sure that we'll have him something else.
Sure will. Conley seemed to be in great spirits. I talked to him afterwards.
How did he feel?
He was bubbling over. Thought it was great. So appreciative of the good care that was being taken of him and all.
Good.
Well, he ought to be. That was a hell of a good spot he was in.
He's sitting by Mrs. Armanian right next to us.
So, of
course, you know we can't do anything for these people. We just have to wave to them, shake a hand, that's all. But the very fact they're close to us and the television, even the public television, shoots the picture and they all know it.
Well, all the press got it when you came in. Positioning there, that comes through. No, I think it was a good start for the weekend.
Well, the main thing is we must not, Bob, overlook these people that broke their ass. The one that we saw at San Clemente, there were about 200 of them.
Right.
We've done only three, Vicky Carr. Realize if it is silly, could destroy.
Not at all. He was, when I talked to him, was on a completely positive thing. Well, he was negative on Henry, but only on, you know, on the basis of the...
Look, it's only 1 o'clock. Why don't you call him in California and say, what the hell's the matter? Could you do that?
Well, is he out in California?
Yes, he is in California. Yeah. That's where the wire came from.
Well, there was a wire, huh?
Yeah. I'm just concerned. I have intuitions about it. Say, you'd like to get Mr. Finch and say, what in the hell isn't he coming for?
Yeah.
I mean, because with Reagan here and him not be there, it'd be a hell of a signal.
Yeah.
And we just want to have a damn good excuse.
Okay, I'll put in a comment.
And it can't be that he's going to go to the El Monte Fish Market or some damn thing.
Okay.
Well, we've set something new. There'll never have one symphony concert again, do you think? My God, I enjoyed all the music. I don't understand the kid music, but it's interesting. I liked the Australians even. The Australians I loved, but the Chicagoans, they were a little nuts. But that drummer looked like this Manson. I thought he was interesting.
They really are interesting.
But they were terrific. They've got, you know, class. Don't you think so?
Yeah, and some of their music is good. So much of it is so loud, though, that
right.
You can't even hear it.
I don't mind the loudness, but the point is, the music was very interesting. It had an exciting quality to it.
Right.
Give Finch a call. I'm just curious, and let me know, will you?
Sure.
I'm just working my speech.